I remember watching a movie called Karate Kid when I was a boy. Daniel Russo was a teenager who found it hard to survive high school. But he met a karate instructor named Mr. Miyagi, who taught Daniel some pretty basic lessons so that Daniel would not just survive, but thrive. There was this one scene where Mr. Miyagi instructed Daniel how to breathe. Miyagi said, "Daniel, in through nose, out through mouth. No breathe, no life." The Apostle James gives us a similar illustration regarding the Word of God in James chapter 1, verse 21. James writes, "Put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your souls." And we need to note just prior to this, in verse 18, James told us we've been given a most wonderful new gift, life, the new birth that was brought about through the Word of God. Now James says that this Word has been implanted. But then James tells us something odd here. Verse 21, he says, "Receive it so it can save your soul. Receive the implanted Word." Is that not kind of strange? Okay, James, the Word has already taken up residence. It is implanted. We already have it. How are we supposed to receive something that is already inside us? John Piper gives a wonderful illustration of this. He notes what the implanted Word is not. It is not like our internal organs, like our liver or our kidneys. Organs are just there, and they are at work keeping us alive, whether we pay attention to them or not. So what is the implanted Word like? Piper says it's like oxygen. I assume if you're listening to this devotional that you're alive. If I'm wrong and you're not, I'm sorry. But if you are listening, that means your body is alive. And that is because there's oxygen in you. Oxygen is carried by your blood through, it's flowing through your veins so that every cell in your body is receiving oxygen and being kept alive. Oxygen is in you right now, my friend. But how can we actually know that we're alive? Because we're breathing. Like Mr. Miyagi and Karate Kid, in through nose, out through mouth. Breathe, Danielson. No breathe, no life. Why do we breathe? Because we constantly need more oxygen. Yes, oxygen is in you, because if it wasn't in you, you'd be blue and you'd be dead. But because oxygen is in you, you have life. And the sign of life is you are breathing. You see where I'm going? Oxygen is in you, and you're constantly receiving it. Your body knows it constantly needs more of what it already has for its continued existence. Pastor James says this is how it is with the Word of God. It is implanted, but we need to be taking it in, constantly receiving more for our spiritual life. Only a fool would say, "Pastor Joel, I have oxygen. See, I'm alive, and the oxygen I already have in me is doing a great job. Therefore, I don't need any more. In fact, why bother to breathe? I got oxygen implanted in me. So forget Mr. Miyagi. I don't need to breathe." My friend, many of us act like that when it comes to God's Word. We say we're spiritually alive, that we were brought to life by the Word of God. We may even go to church on Sunday and say, "Wow, what a great sermon. That really inspired me." And you really feel alive. And you leave and hold your breath all week. You never look to receive any more of God's Word all week long. And James says this is serious. The implanted Word that is receiving will save your soul. Our souls are completely dependent on the Word of God. The implanted Word and the external Word are inseparable. If you claim to be alive, a new creation in Christ Jesus, then you cannot deny yourself the very thing that is giving you life. It's just that simple. It is my hope that if we only take one thing away from James this morning, it will be that going all day without reading our Bibles should feel like trying to hold our breath for a minute or two. Sure, we can do it, but it's not a good sign. Don't treat your soul that way, my friend. Let's do more than survive. Let's thrive. Remember who you are and who you belong to.